Sometimes when it gets noisy and everything and everyone is vying for attention, we tend to forget who we really are and what we're meant to do. But in all of this confusion, there is a light in the darkness of sort that gives us clarity and direction. And that's our focus for this morning. This morning, we're back in 1 Peter 2, this time it's verse 9, which says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." Pause for a moment and let those words sink in. It says you are chosen, you are royal, you are holy. You are special to God. It's not just fluff or a nice sentiment or empty encouragement. It's a truth that carries weight and significance. And this is really important because family, friends, strangers, even us, sometimes measure our worth by superficial standards. For example, by our achievements or possessions or appearances, where we live, what we do for work, who we belong to in terms of family connections. So this promise speaks directly to the core of our being. It tells us that our value doesn't come from what we do or what we have. Instead, our value comes from who we are in the eyes of our Creator God. On those days when you start feeling insecure and unsure of who you are or what you're about, reach for this promise in 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Let it be a source of strength and encouragement on those days. Let it remind you of who you are and whose you are, and may it inspire you to live each moment with purpose, passion, and unwavering faith. That's the promise for this morning. Thank you for stopping by. I trust that you'll stop by tomorrow and bring a friend. Have a good day.